Welcome to What a Creep, the show with Margot Donahue and Sonia Mansfield talking about creeps from the past to the present.
This is your quick guide to the biggest creeps, jerks, assholes, and losers, the best of the worst.
From two nice ladies who want the world to be a little less creepy.
Welcome back to What a Creep. This is Margot Donahue, and my cohort in creepitude, as always, is the amazing Sonia Mansfield. Hey, Sonia.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. It is season 14, episode 2. We talk about creeps from the past to the present. This guy is kind of a mishmash. He's been dead a year.
I don't care. Yeah. Boy, bye.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about him. If you're new to the show, just so you know, we always end the show with someone who's not a creep, so you leave feeling a little more uplifted than when you started, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah. You can find us on Facebook. We do have a basic Facebook page, but we don't really check it. It's just a place where people go to complain about our language. We use salty language on this program. Like adults do. Yes. We have a private Facebook group. We're very protective of the Facebook group. We try to keep it as a safe space. You do need to answer questions in order to join our private group. Remember that. So you have to listen to a couple of episodes and you should be able to get it. We're on Twitter at CreepPod because somebody had What a Creep for 10 years and never used it.
Creep.
We're on Instagram at What a Creep Podcast, and we have an old-timey email, What a Creep Podcast. Spelled it all out at gmail.com. And we have stickers. Sonia, the other day, I braved the cold and I sent out a whole bunch of stickers. If you've been asking for them, I've been dropping them in the mail for you. But you can send us suggestions there. We're always looking for suggestions for creeps, but also for non-creeps, because sometimes that's the tough thing to do. Like today, it took me a little bit of clever thinking to find the person. Talk radio is filled with a bunch of fucking assholes, left and right.
Yeah, surprise. By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, left and right.
Moderate centrist, like most of them are real shitheads. So we got somebody really extra special planned. Sonia, do you want to talk about the website really quick?
Yes, you can go to whatacreeppodcast.com and you can find everything you ever wanted to know about our podcast, but were afraid to ask. It's got a link to our Patreon page and to our merch shop where you can get shirts and masks and journals and tote bags. They're real great. I have bought stuff from there many a time. I can testify the shirts are comfy.
They are super comfy. Also, we have a Patreon page if you want to help support the show. We have a couple of affordable options there. Go to Patreon and look up What a Creep Podcast. We have the first three seasons up there. We put out two bonus episodes a month, and we also put out a newsletter every month.
We really do. I'm sorry. This is because of my bows, y'all. My elbows. I fractured them over in December, and so I have been trying to keep it light on the typing, but there is going to be a newsletter. I promise.
Well, send us your photos with you.
Damn it, Max. They're very upset I mentioned the elbows because it's their fault.
We're thinking of getting Damn It, Max t-shirts.
Yes. Damn it, Max. I will. I'm writing it down. Damn it, Max.
While you're writing that down, I want to thank a few people for leaving us 5-star reviews in iTunes. One is just a bunch of letters, 127 from Great Britain. Can't get enough of this show. So interesting, well-researched, laugh out loud, funny at times. You are welcome. Also to Steve Salvato left a really nice note. And Lynn S85, bloody love this podcast.
Woo!
We super appreciate that. And if you feel like leaving us a 5-star review in iTunes, we won't be mad at you.
Nope.
Or just click the button, you know, for 5 stars. That's fine. But wherever you get your podcasts, if you could please subscribe and rate and review if they allow it, that would be amazing. Or just tell a friend about the show. We know, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It just helps us find our people.
Yeah. Yeah. Sonia, the person you're talking about today would never have been one of our people.
No.
Who are we talking about?
Not. We are talking about Rush Limbaugh. He has been on our list since the very beginning of the show. And yeah, I just felt like it was time. I didn't realize it was his birthday the week we're recording this. Timing is everything. So in case you don't know who he is, Rush Limbaugh was one of the most listened to talk radio show hosts. and leading voices of the conservative movement in the United States throughout the 90s and 2000s. He was awarded the Marconi Radio Award for Syndicated Radio Personality of the Year by the National Association of Broadcasters. He won that 5 times. He was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 93 and the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame in 98.
Wow.
He's very accomplished in his field.
He is. I'll say that.
He is.
I thought he was talented. I just didn't, you know, I thought he was a shithead too.
Yeah.
You could be both.
Yes, absolutely. In 2001, he got a $285 million contract for 8 years. It was renewed in 2008 for another 8 years for $400 million. Dude was so rich. By 2017, Rush Limbaugh was the second highest paid radio host in the United States. He had an annual salary of $84 million that was second only to Howard Stern.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, crazy popular. At one point, he had 14 million listeners of his show. And think about it this way. Before Fox News, which I think started in like 96, there was Rush Limbaugh. And he was spouting his conspiracy theories and feeding the political divide. In fact, I think Rush Limbaugh and What a Creep alumni Newt Gingrich are absolutely responsible for our current political discourse. I think they're the godfather of all of it. Rush Limbaugh was the prototype for Fox News trash cans like Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. Mm-hmm. Ignorant buffoons like Fear Factor host turned podcaster Joe Rogan, and even disgraced former president Donald Trump. Rush Limbaugh was a garbage human being and one of the biggest creeps. I'm going to tell you how I really feel. Not pretending here, folks.
Nurse, what's your face? This is going to be very upset with this episode who left us a shit review.
This one's not for you, lady. It's not for you. Sources for this episode include CBS News, Huffington Post, The New York Times, People Magazine. I love me some People Magazine. Mm-hmm. Politico, Rolling Stone, Rush Limbaugh's own website, The Washington Post, The Wrap, and Wikipedia. Always Wikipedia. Trigger warnings. Rush, racism, sexism, homophobia. And just general trash cannery. Rush Hudson Limbaugh III was born January 12th, 1951 in Cape. How did you pronounce it?
Oh, crap.
Cape.
Girardeau.
Girardeau.
Wasn't there a Girardeau
Missouri
in the 90s? Rico. What? Suave.
Rush Limbaugh was not suave, I'll just say. His parents were Rush Jr. and Mildred Limbaugh. He came from a political family. His father was a World War II fighter pilot. He was a lawyer and a Republican activist. His father talked politics all the time and would rant and rave about communism. Rush would later say his father was the smartest man I ever met. Sure. His Rush's grandfather was a goodwill ambassador to India under President Eisenhower. Just heads up. As a boy, Rush was a loner who hated school. By the way, everything I read about him, they always referred to him as like a chunky loner.
Aww.
or what's the other word they used? Well, it doesn't matter. I took all that stuff out. Like,
good. We're not Rush Limbaugh fat shame.
No, we're not fat shaming anyone here. He is a garbage person. It doesn't matter what size he is. So we're not going to do that. But clearly I felt the need to point it out anyway, because I'm the worst. So he hated school, but he loved radio. He was very into it, listened to it all the time. At age 14, his parents bought him a radio set, and he was able to broadcast on AM channels like a few hundred feet from his house, kind of like Pump Up the Volume, but racist.
But yeah, I get the appeal of it.
Yeah, I do too. As podcasters, I would say we get it. Yeah. At 16, he took a summer course in radio engineering, and he got a broadcaster's license, and then he got an after school DJ job at a local radio station that just happened to be co-owned by his father. After graduating from Cape Central High School in 1969, he enrolled at his parents insisted he go to college, so he enrolled in Southeast Missouri State University, but he flunked out most of his courses because he wasn't interested. He took speech. This does not surprise me. He also took dance, which surprises me.
That does surprise. He was a dancer?
But he flunked out, so I guess he wasn't very good.
Was it like the twist? I'm trying to think of like what were the big dances.
I don't know, because he doesn't seem like he would be light on his feet.
But you'd be surprised. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know.
You never know.
You never know with people, yeah.
Yeah. In 1971, he worked as a disc jockey for a couple of stations in Pennsylvania. He did it under the name Jeff Christie. I don't know why he changed his name.
JC.
Maybe he thought it just... What?
JC.
Maybe that's why. I don't know if he thought it sounded better than Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, he probably hated his name.
I think Rush, the name Rush is kind of made for radio. I don't know why you would change your name, but doesn't matter. He was fired from those stations. He often clashed with management. He got fired a lot. He worked at a few music stations in Kansas, Missouri. He got fired from those stations
Kansas
too.
Kansas City?
Again, Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fired from those as well because management. He quit radio for a little while in 1978, and he worked for the Kansas City Royals baseball team. He was in sales, but after 5 years, he was back on the radio working as a news commenter, once again fired again for being too controversial.
You get, I will say this in his, to be fair, I mean, people get fired all the time in radio.
For sure.
It's a very volatile job market there. Yeah.
If you don't click with audiences right away, they don't give you room to breathe.
Right.
That is not a thing. You're out of there. But you can't keep a good bigot down, right? So he got a gig in Sacramento, California, not far from where I am. He was replacing Morton Downey Jr. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Remember him? And he was also someone who was really loud and had kind of an offensive style. So
kinda.
It seemed like a natural, kind of. So it is a natural fit. So he was hired to fill that spot. And within a year, he was the top show in Sacramento. This led to a gig at WABC in New York. That was his flagship station throughout most of his career. He became nationally syndicated in 88. And for more than 20 years, he did radio, and then he branched into television, books. He wrote a lot of books, including children's books.
Stop it.
Because you got to train them young.
Yeah.
Got to train them young. Yeah. And he did, of course, like speaking tours, and he broadcast everything on the internet, too. So he was everywhere. Mm-hmm. Throughout his career, Rush has said and done some really terrible things. We only have so much time, and we always give ourselves a word limit, by the way, because we don't want the show to drag on and on. I wrote to the exact limit that we set for ourselves. So we're just going to go. Here's some of his favorite groups to target on his radio show. He loved to talk shit about women. That was his favorite. I like to think it's because no self-respecting woman with half a brain would date him because he's a disgusting pig, but
yeah,
maybe I'm wrong. I'm sorry, that's an insult to pigs. Pigs are cute and they're smart. Rush Limbaugh would often refer to feminists as feminazis. That was his thing. You could always tell who listened to Rush Limbaugh because they would also refer to feminists as feminazis. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate that. Whenever people say that shit to me, I get angry. He said the goal of feminism was to, quote, allow unattractive women easier access to the mainstream. Yes. How hilarious. Women wanting equal rights is totally the same thing as being a Nazi. He's the worst. He said that for feminists, the quote, most important thing in life is ensuring as many abortions as possible.
That's what I do every day, Sonia.
Totally. I get them all the time.
Door
even
to door.
Even when I'm not pregnant, I just get them. They're fun. When he was talking about the 2017 Women's March, he would often refer to it as the deranged feminazi march.
I was there.
Yeah.
In
2012, Sandra Fluke, a Georgetown University law student, she testified in a congressional hearing supporting Obama's requirement that health insurance cover birth control.
Sure.
Seems like something if you're against abortion, you should be supporting, but that's a whole other topic. Rush went after her. He called her a slut and a prostitute because that's who needs birth control. And he said, quote, if we're going to pay for your contraceptives and thus pay for you to have sex, we want something for it. We want you to post the videos online so we can all watch.
What a piece of shit.
He's fucking gross. He also said the Democratic Party was, quote, the party that can't wait to fund every abortion in the world. Yes. That's totally overreacting. When he wasn't making fun of feminists or calling women sluts for wanting to have birth control, he was dismissing the idea of consent in sexual relations. In 2014, he criticized a policy at Ohio State University that encouraged students to get verbal consent.
Yes.
And he said, because once again, not sure how consent became a political issue, but here we go. He said, you know, how many of you guys have learned that no means yes if you know how to spot it?
Ugh.
Yes. He also said the consent, quote, takes the romance out of everything. Because rape is super romantic.
I'm trying to fake you into doing something. That's part of the fun.
Yeah. This is also about consent. He was defending disgraced former President Trump on rape charges, saying the left only cares about consent and we have no morals. So I don't understand this, but he says if there is consent on both or all three or four sides, however many are involved in the sex act, it's perfectly fine. If the left ever senses and smells that there's no consent in any part of the equation, then here comes the rape police.
Well, yes, there are rape police out there for good reason. Rape is against the law.
They're called the police.
It's good to know if somebody didn't want to do something that it was done against their will.
Yes.
Whatever it is. It's the sex part that makes people all of a sudden, they think it's like very mysterious or something.
I don't understand. Here's his argument. This is the argument he's making. You can get consent for an orgy, therefore consent doesn't matter. Hmm?
Do you think he's ever been in an orgy?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't either. I think he.
Yeah. He also.
I haven't.
Whenever
either,
they talk.
Way.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
We're not shaming anyone here, by the way.
No. We're not sex shaming.
If you're into that, good for you, man.
Yeah. Get consent.
Just get consent. I once again, not sure how this became a political thing. Whenever he's talking about like consent and sex and sexual preferences, inevitably he goes down the road of this can lead to bestiality. He brings it up a lot on his show, which makes me think he thinks about it a lot.
Was he an animal rights person or?
I don't know, actually.
I wonder if
he was.
That
up. Yeah. They have the right to have sex with Rush Limbaugh. Just saying. Seem to think about it an awful lot. Just saying. During the Clinton administration. He was former creep, Bill Clinton. He was taping his television show, Rush Limbaugh was. And he was talking about the media coverage of the Clintons' cat socks. Cute cat, by the way.
Very
so
cute. Tuxedo.
Yeah. And then he said, did you know that there's also a White House dog? And then he showed a picture of Chelsea Clinton. She was 13 at the time. He's garbage.
He also claimed that he said right away that's not the image I wanted to show. That's terrible. But it was a taped show. He could have taken it the fuck out.
Yeah. No, he's a liar.
He's a liar.
Yeah. He would often refer to former First Lady Michelle Obama as Mooshell, especially whenever he was talking about her fight against childhood obesity.
What an asshole.
I know. He's such an asshole. During the 2020 elections, he would refer to Vice President Kamala Harris as a hoe and a mattress. These, by the way, women who sleep with other men, like, that matters to him. But men who sleep with women, it does not matter. It doesn't matter. Like, Trump is fucking gross, and he's been credibly
accused.
Yeah, of rape multiple times. Yet we get this. He sucked, but. Somehow he did trick some women into marrying him. So
the money must help.
The money. It must be the money. I'm telling you. Must be the money.
I would, you know, he had Elton John play at one of his weddings. I mean, that might be enough for me.
What the fuck was Elton John thinking?
He's thinking, I'm going to charge him $1 million and give it to charity.
Yeah. Which I'm sure that's probably what he did.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. So Rush Limbaugh, the man who considers himself the voice of the GOP, the party of family values. He's been married 4 times. His first marriage was to Roxy Maxine McNeely. She was a secretary at a radio station in Kansas City. They got divorced 3 years later. Then he married someone named Michelle Sixta, and she worked as an usher at the Kansas City Royals Stadium. They got married in 83. They divorced 7 years later. Then he married Marta Fitzgerald. She was an aerobics instructor.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That was in 1994. He got married. It was officiated by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. He's on the list, everybody. Yeah. Don't you worry. In fact, I'm entertaining doing that one this season. And then finally, he married Catherine Rogers, and she was a party planner. They got married in 2010, and they were still married when he died last year.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me.
I'm just saying. It's just, I saw the pictures. Like, wow, she's really pretty.
Yeah, she is. He loved to mock the homeless. That was another one of his favorite things. Whenever he would talk about the homeless on his show, he would play the song called Ain't Got No Home by Clarence Henry.
That's from... Clarence Frogman Henry.
Yes.
That's from Lost Boys. When he's singing in the bathtub, that's the song.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Now, nope.
Thank you for that.
Everything's with the Lost Boys for me.
Everything goes back to the Lost Boys. He also said that all homeless people were mentally deranged. He has no empathy for people.
No, I mean, some of them are very ill. And, you know, somebody in his audience maybe has someone in their family that's in that situation and they don't, you know, there's a lot of shame around it and it's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. He has no empathy. One of his other favorite topics is race.
Sure. I'm sure he's an expert.
Yeah. He once argued that slavery was good.
Because of Christianity.
Slavery built the South.
Oh.
He's like, I'm not saying we should bring it back. Oh. This is what he said. I'm just saying it had merits. For one thing, the streets were safer after dark.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, this because white men don't commit crimes?
Yes, exactly.
For fuck's sake. Did you ever hear about the Old West, the Wild West, like after hours? Drinking and guns and, you know, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, fuck this guy. By the way, like almost every like mass shooting we have in this country is committed by white men.
Yeah.
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
But tell me once again about how the streets are safer. Fuck this guy. He once said the NFL looks like a game between the Bloods and the Crips without any weapons. He said the NBA should change their name to the TBA, the Thug Basketball Association, and that they shouldn't be teams. They should be called gangs. One time, a black man called into his show and he told him to take a bone out of his nose and call him back. He said of the genocide of Native Americans, what was it, Holocaust, 9 million Indians, only 4 million left. They have all the casinos, what's to complain about?
Ay, ay, ay.
He also spread the false claim that President Obama was not a citizen of the country, which started a whole thing in this country and was picked up by, once again, disgraced former President Donald Trump.
And his spouse, who said it on the air many times when, before he ran for president.
Yes, which not true, by the way. He would also say that Obama would say he was Christian, but then he's like, where's the evidence? What the fuck? What, you have to, it doesn't, first of all, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be Christian to run for president in this country. And also, who cares? Fuck off. He's such an asshole.
Like, he goes to church on Sunday.
Yeah, right? Okay. During the camp, when Obama was running for president the first time, he kept playing this racist parody song called Barack the Magic Negro on the air. And just to top it off here to show that he's equal opportunity offender, he would also say that all Latino immigrants were lazy and dependent on the government.
What a piece of shit.
He's such a piece of
shit.
He also, one, another one of his favorite targets, the LGBTQIA community. Some of this is going to be really upsetting, y'all. The whole episode's upsetting, but this sucks. He would claim, first of all, he claimed that AIDS was not spread to the heterosexual community.
Of course not. True. No, it just jumped. Yeah, it just knows you're hetero. It can tell whether or not you're gay or straight. Just
viruses know.
Yes.
They know.
An idiot.
We're talking about like hundreds of thousands of people would die from AIDS every year. Limbaugh was running a show, a segment on his show called The AIDS Update. And he would make fun of gay men who died, and he would play Dionne Warwick's song, I Will Never Love This Way Again. When Freddie Mercury died in 91, he played Another One Bites the Dust.
Ugh, fuck you.
Yeah, right?
Your ghost, Rush Limbaugh. Fuck your ghost.
Seriously. He.
What an asshole.
Like, don't even talk about Freddie Mercury, Rush Limbaugh. Get his name out of your filthy fucking bigot mouth.
He wasn't fit to tie his shoes. He wasn't fit to even sit in the back row of a stadium.
No.
Fuck you.
He always the worst. He also, when he talked about AIDS, he would call it the only federally protected virus because the government actually put money into trying to fight it.
So amongst he would say, like, many other things, but
yes. Yes. And by the way, also, all transgender people are mentally ill in Rush Limbaugh's eyes. He's trash.
Yeah.
He's trash. He was an outspoken critic of what he would say all the time. Like, we're too lenient on drug offenders. We're too lenient. This is my favorite. He would say that drugs were destroying the country and that people violating the laws are, they should be convicted and sent to prison. They should get like the steepest penalties. Then in 2003, it's reported that Rush Limbaugh was being investigated for prescription drug abuse, oxycodone and hydrocodone. All the news organizations picked it up. He was arrested on drug charges and doctor shopping. Which, if y'all don't know what that is, that's when you visit multiple doctors to get multiple prescriptions for drugs that you can't just buy. Yeah, he's an addict. He had 2,000 painkillers on his in his possession.
Wow.
That's a shit ton.
That's like Elvis level.
Yes. So he gets arrested. He posted a whopping $3,000 bail.
$3,000. Are you fucking kidding me?
No. He took a 5-week leave from his program. He did go to rehab and he acknowledged that he was addicted to pain medication. He said he had severe back pain. I'm sure he did. I'm not going to make fun of him for having an addiction, obviously. Like, that's super serious.
Yeah.
But he is a massive hypocrite who thought,
yeah,
we should be shitty to addicts until he was an addict.
Well, he's one of, he's probably like, those people who sell weed to children. Ooh, put them away for like 20, 30 years. And it's, turns out it wasn't that problem. It was something else.
Right. The trial for his drug charges, they dragged on for like 3 years. Eventually, prosecutors agreed to drop the charges if he would pay for the cost of the investigation. So it was like $30,000.
Yeah, throw money at it.
It's like fucking nothing. He did an 18-month therapy, you know, with a physician. He agreed to random drug testing, and he had to give up his gun for 18 months. Ooh. It's a fucking slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Dude lived in a 24,000 square foot Palm Beach oceanfront estate. He had half a dozen cars. One of them cost almost $500,000. And he also had a fucking jet. Dude had a jet.
That's real money.
We're talking real money. This is the man who, by the way, would refer to himself as America's anchor man. And he claimed to represent the views of average Americans. He lived for years in New York in a luxury condo that overlooked Central Park.
They all do.
Yes. He sold it in 2010 for almost $12 million. Jeez. He did it because New York increased their taxes, right? And he's like, well, I don't want to pay my fair share.
Right.
So he moved to Florida. A few years after that drug arrest, he was detained again at the Palm Beach International Airport because they found a shit ton of Viagra in his luggage. And the prescription was not in his name. But he was released and no charges were filed because privilege.
Right.
Privilege. And it helps. He's friends with people like Karl Rove. If you guys don't know who that is, he's like a really high level political
shithead.
Operative shithead. Yes, that's a better way of putting it. And, you know, and he's friends with like Clarence Thomas and Anton Scalia.
Yeah.
That's why. In 2001, Rush Limbaugh started losing his hearing. He had an autoimmune disease and he kept doing his show, though. And he had these really powerful hearing aids. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they weren't working anymore. He got implants in his ears, which helped. And he learned to read lips.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he learned to read. That's the most surprising thing I learned in my research. He learned to read. No, he really
That's
did
actually
learn
impressive.
To read.
I think only like 30%.
Absolutely.
30% of people who are deaf cannot read lips. It's a very challenging thing to do. I'll give him that.
Look, he's a garbage person, but he wasn't stupid. He's just an ignorant asshole.
Right.
Not stupid. Here's a few other shitty things he did. Here's a nice little roundup of other shitty things. In October 2006, he made fun of Michael J. Fox, beloved Michael J. Fox, who suffers from Parkinson's disease. And he was doing an ad on television, like advocating for stem cell research so that we could find cures and treatments for this. And Rush said that Michael J. Fox was moving and shaking and like he was doing like an impression of Michael J. Fox when he was doing it. It was really bad. And he accused Michael J. Fox of faking it and saying that he wasn't taking his medication on purpose to like make it look worse than it actually is.
What a piece of shit.
He's such a piece of shit. In 2010, there was this huge oil spill off the Gulf of Mexico, and Rush Limbaugh told all of his listeners that it was eco-terrorists did it on purpose to justify President Obama's deep water drilling moratorium. Cool conspiracy theories. When Representative Gabby Gifford was shot in 2011, he blamed it on liberals. He said, this is a quote, take guns out of the hands of liberals, because the liberals are totally, we have a shit ton of guns, right? We're known for that. Take their typewriters, their keyboards away. Don't let them anywhere near guns. Control their speech. You would wipe out 90% of crime, 90%, 95% of hate, and 100% of the lies from society.
What?
By the way, the man who committed this crime, who shot Gabby Gifford, he ran into like her political rally and he shot 19 people. He killed 6 of them, including a federal judge and a 9-year-old girl.
Yeah.
He wasn't even liberal, by the way. He wasn't even political.
Right.
He wasn't even a political dude. He was just a crazy person. He was just like a really messed up person.
Right.
Like, it had nothing to do with
it. I forgot about that.
I don't understand the argument. If the left would just let us be racist and sexist and homophobic, the world would be better.
Right.
Argument. I don't get it. Whatever. In October 2018, there was all these mail bombs that were being sent out to like Nancy Pelosi and some liberals. Liberal representatives, I should say. He claimed that it was a false flag operation to draw attention away from the Central American migrant caravans that were not a thing, by the way. God. Rush Limbaugh and Donald Trump were trying to sell this narrative that like masses of like immigrants were coming from other countries and like swarming our borders. And this was like not a thing. And by the way, he kept repeating this lie even after they arrested the person who was sending out these bombs, and he was a registered Republican. Just saying.
Jesus Christ.
I know. There's so many conspiracy theories that he just spouts, you know? And this is the thing. Like, we're not going to do an episode on Joe Rogan because his listeners are so bad shit, but Joe Rogan does the same thing.
Yeah.
They just spout these, and then they, well, I'm just talking here. I'm just talking.
Asking the questions.
I'm just asking questions, man. And they fucking feed this false narrative that gets people, it just divides us even further. And there's no talking to these people. Like, by the way, have you seen the video of Joe Rogan being confronted with facts?
Oh, yeah, that's around? My favorite thing. It ran yesterday.
It's my favorite thing. It's my favorite thing right now. But also it's terrifying because there's no talking to someone like
this. This isn't what I usually read. Like, no shit, really?
Yeah. Fucking asshole. He's the worst. There was a mosque shooting in March 2019, and he also claimed that that was a false flag operation.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. The white supremacist Unite the Right rally, that one in August 2017, which, by the way, someone was actually murdered at. Mm-hmm. He claimed that it was funded by George Soros.
Oh, sure.
Sorry. And and a second American civil. It's all about starting like another civil war. The liberals want to start another civil war. We totally do. That's all we think
about.
That's
all about. We talk about.
Yeah. I was at that. Yeah. At the last meeting.
Yeah.
That's all we talked about. So this garbage person who has said and done all these awful things, this racist, sexist, hypocritical bigot who's done nothing but feed anger and ignorance, got the Presidential Medal of Freedom from former President Donald Trump. The Presidential Medal of Freedom, it used to mean something.
It did.
It was given. It was to recognize people who've, this is a quote, made a contribution to the security or national interests of the United States, world peace, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. I guess the meaning was changed.
Where's Ted Nugent?
Yeah, right? What the fuck? Ted Nugent, Kid Rock.
Yes. Actually, that could very well fucking happen.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom! It's so ridiculous. He got this medal. It was the day after he announced that he had advanced lung cancer. But don't worry, he didn't let lung cancer stop him from being awful. In his final months, he said that President Joe Biden did not win the election, feeding that whole false narrative. He downplayed COVID-19, suggesting it was just the common cold, and it was all just a overblown thing being weaponized against Trump. And here we are into year 3 of a fucking pandemic,
right?
Because of assholes like this. He died on February 17th, 2021 from lung cancer. He was 70 years old and he was a piece of shit. He did a few good things in his life. He donated money to charity. He raised a lot of money for leukemia and lymphoma.
Okay.
Sure. But that doesn't offset what I think is immense damage that he did to this country. And it doesn't make amends to the people he hurt. He's hurt a lot of people with this kind of rhetoric. And that's our creep, Rush Limbaugh.
You know, very good job, Sonia. Good work, Sonia. Yeah, I just did a search. He did support the Humane Society of the U.S.
Oh, there you go. There's a good thing, too.
So there's something he did. He was one of their spokespeople. But yeah, the Buckeye, what's this? The Buckeye Firearms Association didn't like that very much. So I'm not kidding you. That's where I got it.
Buckeye. Snicker, snicker, snicker. Oh, I was just going to say, there's like a lot more that Rush Limbaugh has done. Like I said, I tried to keep it to our word limit. I do want to mention that Al Franken wrote a pretty funny book about Rush Limbaugh back in the day called Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot and Other Observations. I couldn't get into all of it, so for some bonus app.
There's also, people have mentioned, and I've listened to it, it's Behind the Bastards as a podcast, and they did like 2 or 3 episodes devoted to him.
Yeah.
And they're very detailed. They're much more detailed than we are. We try to keep it brief here.
Yes.
Just the overview.
But yes.
Yeah, it's fun to get it over with, right? Like once you're done, it's such a relief.
It feels good. I'm like, I don't have to think about this prick anymore.
Well, we'll see how this plays. Once I hit send. Okay, do you want to hear about somebody who's not a creep?
Oh my God, please.
She is also from Cape Girardeau. I think that's how you pronounce it. Missouri. Same town as our creep today, Rush Limbaugh. She was born a year later in 1952. Her name is Linda Maxine Godwin. And she's one of the few women that have been to space. She's a NASA astronaut. She is a scientist. She also went to Southeast Missouri State University, just like Rush, probably the same time. She actually finished. And there is now the Linda Godwin Center for Science and Mathematics. That's a whole wing there. She married an astronaut. She has been retired since 2010. She spent 38 days in space. She spends 10 hours outside the shuttle on a pair of space walks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's just incredible. She's part of the American Physical Society, the 99. I don't know what that is, but the 99s and the Association of Space Explorers, Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. She's also considered one of the top people from Missouri. She's gotten awards NASA Outstanding Performance Rating. She's also sustained Superior Performance Awards, Outstanding Leadership from NASA, Outstanding Service from NASA, and the NASA Distinguished Service Medal. She's super duper smart. She's married to a fellow astronaut, Steve Nagel. He had been her commander on her first space flight.
Ooh.
So that probably was kind of like a little bleak.
Sexy space.
And I don't know who was this, but I saw this on YouTube the other day. And there was some guy that went up in a space shuttle and he brought with him a gorilla suit and he didn't tell anybody. And then he put it on.
I think that was Gabby Gifford's husband, by the way.
He sounds amazing.
Yes.
Yes. So she joined in 1980, and she, part of NASA, that was her entire career. She's just this fascinating person, and she still is a proponent of the space program, and she gives speeches now trying to encourage especially women to join, you know, to go into the sciences. And she also is encouraging space flight, because here's the funny thing, because I used to have friends that complain all the time, why do we put so much money into the space program? We could put it into, you know, violin sections or I don't, you know, and I'm like, because science, dude, you learn things from science that can be applied to so many other things. So she is a proponent of that. She's one of the top Missourians. I think that's how you pronounce it. And once again, her name is Linda Godwin, PhD, and former NASA astronaut.
Excellent pick. She sounds like a real feminazi.
Exactly.
No, that's a really good pick. She sounds rad.
She is rad. And by the way, Sonia, speaking of rad.
Yeah.
If you like the sound of our voices.
Oh, yes.
And if, and golly, if you've made it till now, you probably do.
I hope so. We
co-host a show called Dorking Out, where we dork out about movies. Right now, we have Sneakers.
Yes.
Because of Sidney Poitier and River Phoenix. We wanted to talk about that and tell them what's going to be our next episode.
We are going to talk about RoboCop on our next episode.
Hi-yo.
It is streaming right now on Amazon Prime, and I'd buy that for a dollar. I can't wait to watch RoboCop because I know it's going to hold up like a motherfucker.
It will. I'm excited. A motherfucker. All right. If you have any ideas, suggestions for creeps or non-creeps, reach out to us on social media. We love it when you use the Annie Potts GIF, We Got One, from Ghostbusters. Or you could be clever and pick something for yourself. Send us an email, whatacreeppodcast@gmail.com. Once again, for your comments and suggestions. But also, if you would like some stickers, I will drop them in the mail for you. And Sonia, where can they find you?
You can find me at thesoniashow.com and The Sonia Show on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to find Dorking Out, you can find it Dorking Out at dorkingoutshow.com. Where can people find you, Margot?
You can find me on social media at Brooklyn Fitchick, mostly for Twitter and Instagram. I do have a TikTok under the name Margot Donahue. My site is brooklynfitchick.com. This has been so much fun. Next week, we have a whole new asshole. He's a literary asshole.
A whole new asshole.
A whole new creep is coming up next week. He's an artistic creep. He's a literary creep. People are talking about him right now, so I figured that would be fun to do. And in the meantime, everybody, stay safe, wash your hands, wear those N95 masks.
Yes.
When you're in stores and shit like that. Don't be a creep.
Creep.
Thank you for listening to us talk about creeps. You can follow us at What a Creep Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
But don't follow us too closely.
You can email us your creepy stories at whatacreeppodcast@gmail.com.
But please keep your dick pics to yourself.